Greenhead News. Good morning. I'm Jason Taylor. A woman suspected of stabbing another woman five times at the Wentzville GM plant in eastern Missouri last week was seen on surveillance video using her husband's ID to get inside the plant. Alicia Turner has been charged with assault and armed criminal action. KSDK reports the victim admitted to officers that she had a sexual relationship with Turner's husband before the attack. Missouri House Republican Mike Moon of Ash Grove has filed a proposal to create a display representing the history of abortion at the state capitol. The measure's title is the Never Again Act, which is a phrase associated with the Holocaust, an occurrence in which 6 million Jews were killed. Moon says the Holocaust and abortion are connected by the fact that both acts should be illegal.
If you'd go back to Germany, the German people probably would have thought, at least the Third Reich would have thought, that the gas chambers were a legal procedure. Doesn't make it right.
Moon's proposal is waiting to be assigned to a committee for discussion. The sponsor of prescription drug monitoring program legislation shares her own family's battle with drug abuse. Elisa Nelson reports.
Sykeston Republican Rep. Holly Rader's pursuit to require a statewide prescription drug monitoring program comes from drug abuse deep within her family tree. Rader's mother abused prescription drugs. Her sister was also an addict. Her cousin died of an opioid overdose, and two of Rader's children have battled opioid drug addiction. Rader tells Missouri Net her oldest child has been clean for 2 years and her son has been clean for 1 year.
With Rachel, prison was a welcome moment for us because, I mean, I can't tell you how many nights I laid in bed and I didn't know if she was alive or dead. When your child is on this, there is zero control for you. You see that they have got to have help, but you cannot help.
Rader's legislation is expected to come up soon in the House. If it makes it to the Senate, it faces an uphill battle. St. Joseph Republican Rob Schaff could attempt to block it because he says it doesn't protect people's privacy. Elisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
There's patchy fog across portions of western and northern Missouri through 8 a.m. Expect pockets of dense fog in areas including Clinton, Sedalia, Marshall, Kansas City, St. Joseph, Chillicothe, and Kirksville. An alleged Jefferson City slumlord will be heading back to court in April, John Marsh reports.
The case of Jefferson City versus the owner of several derelict homes in a neighborhood near the state capitol building will be heard in Fulton. Missouri Court of Appeals announces that it will hear the 2015 suit against Barbara Bisher April 5th in the Legal Studies Department courtroom on the William Woods campus. Last spring, Cole County Judge Pat Joyce imposed an almost $25,000 judgment against Barbara Bisher. Her attorneys are appealing that judgment. John Marsh for the Missouri Net, Jefferson City.
The State House has proposed tougher penalties for farmers who intentionally misapply herbicides. The House proposal would allow fines up to $1,000 for every acre herbicide is applied to a crop for which it is not labeled. Jason Taylor, Missouri Net.